الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وصدق الله رسوله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Carry on with the same subject of last week, that is, that it is forbidden for us to imitate the non-believers. We have got our own distinct way of life, and we must live according to our way of life. When we follow other people, we become like them, we lose our identity. When we take over the identity of somebody else, then we lose our identity. A simple example to understand that, where we bought a piece of material, 3 meter length. We came home, we tell the family, the children, bring that material from the car. It's kept in the house. Then we say, give me that material, I'm going to the tailor. We go to the tailor, we give him the material, we ask him to sew a kurta for us. He takes the measurements, etc. He sews the kurta. When it's ready, we bring it home. Now we don't say, bring that material. We say, bring that kurta from the car. And now we tell the wife that, where's that kurta of mine? Now that it has changed its identity. It was a material, now it became a kurta. Now it's no more referred to as a material also, now it's referred to as a kurta. So as Muslims, if we change our identity, we still think we are Muslims, but we have changed our identity. Man tashabbaha biqawmin, it comes in the hadith, who I imitate and resembles a certain form, their people, then he is from amongst those people. This is in the negative also, and Allah save us all. If we imitate the non-believers, then we are regarded amongst them. We might be ourselves, as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, many people in the register statistics, when they compile statistics governments, then they will be recorded as Muslims. But by Allah, whether they are recorded as Muslims or not, is something else. How, in what, who we identify ourselves with. That material was a material, it changed its identity, it became a kurta. Now nobody says, bring that material of mine. Now it has become a kurta. So, and if we take the identity of pious people, then we are regarded amongst those people. The people, the magicians, house, they were the total opposition and enemies of Musa alayhi salam. But they just chose his identity. Allah loved that so much that instantly Allah gave them that iman, which normally takes a whole lifetime of hard work, concentrated, devoted, focused effort, then you get a bit of that iman. Allah gave it to them immediately. So if we also identify Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he said it so beautifully, Tere Mehboob ke Ya Rab Shabahat leke aya hoon. Oh Allah, I've come with the outward form of your beloved. I've made my identification, my appearance like that of your Nabi. Tu isko haqiqat kar de, main surat leke aaya hoon. You, because of the outward form, you grant me the reality. I've just come with the outward form. And we are very weak, and Allah Ta'ala knows that also. That is about the most we can do, is come with the outward form. The reality, that we change our outside, which is in our control. Allah has given us that. And then Allah will change our inside. So if we identify ourselves, and if we identify ourselves with evil people, wrong people, enemies of Islam, then unfortunately we are counted amongst those people also. This, the subject is, one is to imitate and follow the ways of other people. It is very close and interwoven with keeping company and mixing with other people. That is also one path. It also goes sort of together. And another part is following fashion and brand names, which goes also across the board. But that is not particular with any nation or anyone. Brand names, fashion, and to follow that. We have been given one directive that وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Do not incline a little bit also. Do not incline from your heart also towards the wrongdoers. Actually, it is to the non-believers. But Allah Ta'ala used a general term by which all wrongdoers are included. Even if they are Muslims, but they are doing wrong things, don't incline towards them also. Don't have a slight inclination. Even from your heart, do not have any inclination towards those people. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Allah Ta'ala warns, if you do so, فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, then the fire of Jahannam is going to reach out to you. That is a major guna, which we don't think of as a guna today. We will think, if we miss our namazes, it's a guna. Definitely that's a very big guna in sin also. We'll think of not drinking liquor is a guna. Committing adultery is a guna. But unfortunately, many of us don't even think that when we are imitating the ways of the non-believers, that is a sin. We don't even think of it. We still feel our iman is 100% intact. We follow the ways of the non-believers. We incline towards them everything. And we don't even think that our iman has come in jeopardy, has come in danger. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Then you will find you have no helper. Your helper was Allah, but now you identified yourself with the enemies of Allah. Now Allah's treatment towards you is not going to be that of a friend, but that which is meted out to an enemy. Because you inclined and you imitated the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. In this world we see that if a soldier of the army, he dresses like the soldier of the opposite army, the enemy, and he acts like those people, he is guilty of high treason. And he'll be shot in the back and he will be eliminated. So Allah Ta'ala also sees, and this is one reason also of the punishment we are going through from Allah Ta'ala, because we are imitating the ways of the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is watching this, and Allah does not tolerate that. That you are claiming you are my friends, but you are like a hypocrite. Your wife says, I'm only for you, but she's flirting around with other men. She's doing all other wrong things. Which man will tolerate that? So we also, that when we follow the ways of the non-believers, so we have to be very careful in this. And as one righteous person said, that today our lifestyle has changed so much. We are so immersed, absorbed in the ways of the non-believers that we don't even realize how many things we are doing, and they are the ways of the non-believers. And we don't even think of it as a guna, not even from the remotest corner of our mind. So there is no question of tawbah and istighfar also. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, if you commit a guna, realize it's a guna. Make tawbah, don't justify it. And this is kufr, when what is haram you regard as halal and jais. Today, living like the ways of the non-believers, we feel there's nothing wrong with it. It's just a way of life. We just dress like them. Allahu Akbar. So much so that the brand names, with regard to brand names, and this is in the burqas of our women also, tight-fitting burqas, completely opposite what a burqa is meant to be. A burqa is meant to be loose, that you can't see the shape of the woman. In fact, on one occasion, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked, what is the best thing for a woman? The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu who were present, they did not have an answer. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was also present. He went home and he asked Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha that what is the best thing for a woman? She replied spontaneously that the best is that she does not see any non-mahram, any other man, and no other man sees her. And we see her life was such that when she made wasiyat, when I pass away, bury me at night and cover my body. And does that, the females usually when we bury, then they usually put it, now they put a tent over and they cover it and all that, though many places it's just a formality. Though they put the sheet over and all are still peeping under the sheet. Hey, that was actually meant that even the size of the body, whether she was tall, whether she was short, whether she was small build, whether she was big build, even after she passed away, she did not want anyone to know. And today, what exposure. That today in the name of burqa also, jilbab also, all the fashionable, tight-fitting. And some of them are such that when they walk, then the front opens up and the jeans show from there. And we don't know when they even take out those jeans. And then the whole body also gets exposed. So this type of life, so just following the West and following fashion is a very bad thing. And then today burqas also got brand names also. And their value is according to brand name. A burqa is a burqa. But just because of a brand name, now you are paying so much more money. The height of stupidity, what folly also. Just for a brand name, and you are paying so much. And very sadly, kurtas also have got brand names. And they go according to the brand names. Kurtas also, funny what designs they have got, what different colors they have got also. Whereas a kurta, which is the true brand name we should follow, which is of sunnah, which is not mentioned on there. And the fashion is the fashion of sunnah. And the best is that a kurta be a white kurta, the best. Though color also Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam wore, but the best is white. And then also it should be according to that. If we consider that also presently in the world, that the Saudi kurta, which many people wear, and if we wear that, we are man tashabbaha bi qawmin, who resemble, who imitate those people. They are counted amongst those people. And the Saudis, by and large, what is happening in Saudi, it brings tears of blood to the eyes. The heart burns with what, all zombie things and what evils are being brought there. And we want to resemble those people. And at the same time, the kurta of the ulama of Dioban, of the Taliban, that kurta, if we resemble those people, and we are included amongst those people, what a great thing to be the Taliban, who are the superpower of the world. They destroyed all the superpowers of the world, whether it was Britain 3 times, whether it was Russia, whether it was America with NATO and the whole alliance of 50 countries. They defeated them all to wisdom and intelligence and prudence and self-respect is that you identify with those people. Instead of identifying with the Saudis and what they are doing. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this. Today we find also very, very sadly, good people, the children, we putting on the clothes of them, of this British teams, what they wear? Their kit, whatever you call it, whichever team of Britain, and what they want to identify, our children, Muslim children, and we wearing like they're putting the clothes on our children of that, of a British team. What have we got to do with that? And with that sports of that? Today we are gone so dumb and so stupid with this outward amusement and entertainment of sports we are identifying with those people. If we identify perhaps with their arms and ammunition, or with if they had anything else, they are animals, what good have they got? And now this filthy dirt of their sports clothing, and our children, we put that clothing on them. And then one pious person, Sayyid Fakhruddin, Rahmatullah Ali of Durban, he said, I saw my grandchild, the mother bought for him a police outfit, like all the children wear. So when the child wore it, I saw he's just behaving like a police, bossing everyone, stop here, go here, do that. So the clothes have a direct, you are what you wear, and you are what you eat. What we eat, that becomes part of us. What we wear, this clothing, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi, Rahmatullah Ali said, we put on all this wrong clothing on the children, and then when all the problems start coming, then we wonder where we went wrong in life. Where I went wrong in bringing up my children. We put all these wrong things. So therefore, it is very important that we be very concerned, and that in these times, that we are so much involved in these things, even righteous and pious people, so much so that if we have a little son, for example, little daughter, 3 months old, whatever, and we put on kurta for the child, a topi for the child, burqa for that little girl, cover her hair. The pious people in the family also say, from now already kurta, from now already burqa. But you put on the clothes of the Jews and the Christians, then nobody got a complaint. From now already you're making the child a Jew, you're making the child a Hindu, you're making the child a Christian. There nobody has got complaint. So Allah Ta'ala, it's very important we pay attention to this. Our imitation of other people, how we dress, how we live, etc. What terrible things are happening, good homes. Where there is parda in the families, etc. A birthday party. There is nothing like birthday party in Islam. All this milad, which we tell the Barelvis they have, which is wrong. That Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam never celebrated his birthday. The Sahaba never celebrated the birthday of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nobody is a great, what great people of Islam. People who were more higher than the Malaika, but never ever was their birthday celebrated. So to celebrate a birthday is totally wrong. And now the things of the themes that they have for the birthday parties, all different themes. And how blind and how dumb and how stupid a person becomes. Good families like pious people, one theme is the Halloween. Of witches, and parda women dressing like witches on that day, and if mort have to come to them while they are dressed like a witch, and they behaving like a witch, and we taking pride in the thing. Imagine where we have landed, taking pride in guna. If a person commits guna, he feels guilty about it. He makes tawbah, there is great hope for that person. Even if he doesn't stop, it is greatly hope. That Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. But when we are taking pride in guna, and if anyone has to stop us, then we say whatever we do is wrong. That everything you will just see is wrong. If you are doing wrong, then it's wrong then. How can you, if somebody is doing wrong, you tell them, no, very good you are doing. If you are caught up in that mess, in that filth, the S word, you are caught up in that, that's your problem. But now you want to still be, that you must be patted on the back, that you are doing something very good. Where have we reached? So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala, let us understand these things. Another very important thing also, and all of us, we haven't understood where, though we are thinking we are pious, we would like to think us to be pious, or other people think us to be pious, our woman's dressing also, good people, learned people. The dressing of the woman is tops and pants, a t-shirt, jeans, or trousers like that, tops and pants. That is not the dress of the Muslim woman at all. Muslim woman's dressing is shalwar kameez, that is a kurta. And that also should be below the knee. And this burqas and this maxis, which was at one time. Perhaps still there's somebody is wearing it, sweeping the street, all the dirt, so long they are. Even the burqa is not supposed to be sweeping the ground. It must be till the bottom, cover the ankle also, but not sweeping the ground. So on the one hand we go to that extent, on the other hand we go to a mini dress. The right is below the knee should be the dress of the woman, and also with slits. The woman's dress, the family saw, our great Buzurg, Allah gave us the opportunity to be in their homes, the family mixing with the woman there, with all these great, great pious people, great ulama, their family, that was their dressing. That also is like the kurta, the pattern it is. Of course, it is women are encouraged and they should wear floral, colorful clothes. That is the right of the woman. Man should wear plain and white. But the woman wear dressing like that. That is fully permitted for women. So that is also very important. Many other types of dressing. Today we find that our young girls, they wearing the caps, man wearing a hat, a caps, etc. And mostly at holiday time. Why you have to wear that at that time, that caps, etc.? That is not our way of dressing. Once we were in Makkah Sharif, it was very hot. And many people, these Bukhari people, most probably it was in their masjid where they used to assemble. And many people came with the hat, they wore hats. Because of the heat. So one pious person had his walking stick and he was hitting it off the edge. And he said, that is haram, that is Nasara tariqah. And a few other people had a shawl. So he said, this is the right way. You are feeling hot, no problem. Wear the shawl, cover yourself with a thin shawl. But this hat you're wearing, so in here also we see that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. In the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, there was the bow. There was one which was the Arab bow, when you bow an arrow, and one was the Persian bow, and both did the same work, but the construction was different. The Persian bow was constructed differently, and the Arabian bow was constructed differently. But the object and purpose, the work was the same. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam forbade wearing, using the Persian bow. When we have our own thing, then we don't adopt the ways of other people. If we don't have, like today, modern warfare, with all the artillery, bombs, etc. So if we use their things in that, Islam did not prohibit us from that. That we can use. But here also, very, very important is niyat. One is of necessity and one is our niyat. If we are wearing that today, we travel in cars. On one occasion, we were in Raiwind in a markaz, and Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was giving a talk to the ulama. And he said, even today, we don't travel on the camel, we don't travel on the horse, we use cars to travel, we use aeroplanes to travel, we use trains to travel, our modern, or today's things that we use. But he says, still, in your heart, I wish that I could be traveling on a horse, I could be traveling on a camel. And he says, once they were in Saudi, and they saw a whole lot of camels going. And he says, our eyes shed tears, that what was the time when Nabi Ali Salatu used to travel like this. Today we have to travel in this other way. So we still should have that desire in our heart. But practical, it's not practical today. Today we will travel with in our cars, everything. And today in all the very, very comfortable cars also we will travel. But, and this also shouldn't bring that arrogance and pride in us. On one occasion, when cell phones had just come out, just the starting of cell phones, we were traveling with our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah, and the driver, he had the cell phone, which nobody else had in that vehicle. It was a combi, maybe it might have been 8-10, only he had a cell phone. It had just come out. And a call came, and when he spoke, and then after that, Hazrat said that no problem, use the cell phone. It's a necessity, you use it. But just that you pull your chest out, and you're talking like a big somebody there. Hazrat said, this is haram. To use it, it's a necessity. But that attitude of ours. Today, if we have to, we sit in a
4x4, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, luxurious. But if we sit with that feeling of pride, then that is haram. If we're using it as a necessity, then we just see with our cell phone. Everyone, today communication, though today there are still people who haven't got any cell phone, not even that ordinary, simple one without the internet. Even that they don't have. Just the landline they have got. And other, there are so many people who just got that simple phone for some communication. Then many people, most of the people got the smartphones. And there, what the range in the smartphones. So if you need really a phone that your work is such that you need all the things which are, all the apps on there and all the facilities which are, no problem, use it. But if you don't need it, just that you want to show, and everywhere you're showing your phone, make sure all see my phone. That I've got such a phone, the very top range, so expensive, then that will be haram. According to, and another person using it, for him there will be great sawab. He's using it with the correct intention. So today, how many things we have to see in all things. Where we have a fridge in the house, it's a necessity today, we use it, no problem. You have a washing machine, you have a dishwasher, but now you want to buy a fridge that you could show off when people come to your house, that I've got this brand name or this company's fridge, and it's very expensive, and it's got this and that in it, all that. Just by that intention, it now becomes haram. Because now you are boasting. Arrogance has come into you. Then you use it as a necessity. It's all right, no problem. And you're just using it, and you don't identify. And you don't keep all these things, these appliances, your any and everything. You have a chair in the house. You have a couch in the house. Because now there's somebody old. They can't sit on the floor. No problem. And another person has got all that, but he wants to show that I can also make my house like the house of the non-believers. What were things they got in their house, in their lounge, their bedroom, etc. You're sleeping on a bed, on a high bed, a base and mattress, but you are old, your back pains, your family's back is paining, that's why you are using it. And on the other hand, you are using it and you're making that bed, and more than the bed, the headboard. And what then, what makeup of that headboard? What's it going to help you? And you have all that unnecessary thing. How lot of wastage in that headboard? Our curtaining. And then on top of the curtain, what they put? The pelmet. And how it's padded. And what then, what designs and things in all that? Just because other people got it. And Islam permits that basically we see to our needs and necessities. More than that, Islam has permitted your comfort you can see to. Islam has also permitted a little bit things to make you happy. A little bit of ornaments, a little bit, well, not too much, a little bit just to make you happy. But more than that, to show off and to imitate and do the things what other people do, non-believers do, that is not permitted at all. So this is a very big subject, and we should think about it, and we should study this. And this following our way of dressing, etc., ulama have written that it is not discrimination, that we want to discriminate. That's why we are dressing like this. Or it is a narrow-mindedness. Like some people say, even with regard to the beard, many people, they say that the way you people carry on and talk about the beard, as though the whole of Islam is in the beard. The whole of Islam is definitely not in the beard, but the whole beard is in Islam. That the whole beard, not part beard, not that you're keeping part and you're not keeping, the whole beard is definitely in Islam. So we should have that. So we shouldn't be shy also. So we shouldn't think that it is discrimination or narrow-mindedness. But ulama have written that our way and dressing is self-respect and self-honor. Allah has given us this beautiful way. So it is our self-respect that we dress like Muslims. We dress according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for example, in dressing, we have got a specific code of dress of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Why must we opt for the dressing of non-believers? If we did not know, if we were not told anything specifically, and with so much emphasis all the dressing of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, how can we opt for the ways of the non-believers? Discard the ways. If we had no way and we followed their ways. But now we are discarding the ways of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and following the ways of these non-believers. Another very thing also, which many of us, Allah guide us, is the square cut. Men have the hair cut here, a straight cut at the back. And they go specially, they'll go to the barber to have the hair cut like that. There is nowhere in any sunnah that it is like that. And it is definitely a style of the non-believers. They have the square cut. And then if you go and see, if certain things you do, even wrong things, but you find some pleasure in them. Now your hair that is a square cut at the back, what pleasure do you find in that? If you see something, you eat something, you do something which is wrong also, and you get some pleasure in that. But this which is at the back, even if you put a mirror here at the back, you won't see it. Now what is the... But when the mind goes bonkers, then nothing works in there. And then those people also, they still object also. And many people, imams also, all, they have a square cut. Eh? And that is not the sunnah way. Just cut your hair plain. You cut it off, and then what is this other type? Mohawk. Mohawk. That's just a little hair on the top and all the sides there, all that cut and dyed also now. Eh? All the dyeing. The minute you start slipping, you just carry on slipping. And the minute you climb, you keep on climbing. Allah pulls you up. You try and go towards sunnah, Allah will pull you towards sunnah. And all your things will be according to sunnah. You go according to the ways of the enemies, you start going down and down. And then not only do you do all those stupid things, like also the doilies on our couches. On the side there is, at the back you put. And all the time it's falling down. All it does is job opportunity. That now, pick it up, put it. After that falls down, pick it up, put it up. Eh? That one person in a train, they were traveling, and one person closing the window, another person opening the window. So another one person got angry, one of the two. He said that, I'm closing the window, you're opening it. So it's hot. One is feeling hot, one is feeling cold, opening, closing. So you say, we're playing drafts. It's my move, I open the window. Now it's your move, you close the window. So you're just playing drafts all the time. All this, picking up the doily, putting it back. The same thing in our bathrooms, in our toilets also, on the cistern also, all the plastic flowers. If it is some flower that is giving some scent or something, but the plastic flower. And we finding enjoyment and amusement in plastic flowers. And what things in our bathrooms. Oh, we, our people. If we go and see what and what we have put in our bathrooms. All the things of the non-believers. So this imitation leads to a person to degradation. He goes right down. And then he justifies the wrong. And then he fights the wrong. And he starts fighting and opposing the right people, and he just does all this wrong thing. Now the terrible thing which concerns us very much also is this time, hopefully, inshallah, we don't like wear a cross, though unfortunately there are some people who wear the cross, the religious things of the non-believers. But at the time of Christmas, and how many of our business people selling Christmas trees? One shop I went to, it was so, couldn't believe it. All the Hindu things, that the religious things. A Muslim business is selling all the Hindu things, all the religious things. How can we be selling that? How can we be selling Christmas trees and all the things? Having a turkey on Christmas Day. Or even on Eid day, because they have a turkey on Christmas day, we have a turkey on Eid day. That is not permitted at all. You want to have a turkey, no problem. Any time of the year you have it. but not on a Christmas day, not on a Eid day, and on the Christmas day, all the other things. How many Muslim people, their businesses especially, and all the things of Christmas, and wishing a Merry Christmas to other people. All these things, which is their religious celebration. And for us to celebrate and that, we have sales in our business, promotions, and all with this Hindu, or with this non-Muslim thing, whether it's Diwali, whether it's Christmas, we advertising all that. That is not permissible at all. And also their religious things, there are certain things where your niyat counts, that with what intentions you do. And there are other things where niyat doesn't count. The act is haram, it's haram even no matter what your niyat is. Like for example, the tie is a symbol of the cross, not by our definition, but by their dictionary's definition. That is a symbol of the cross. Now if we are wearing it in winter to keep ourselves warm, we fasten the button right at the top and then we're wearing the tie. Ordinarily if you just tie your top button, it doesn't look right. But now when you're going to wear the tie, so you wear it so you want to keep your chest warm. But you are wearing the cross and to keep your chest warm. That is totally wrong. And how many of us make namaz with the tie also? We won't have a topi on, but we got a tie on. And the many of such people, you see them so devoted in their namaz. But all that with this wrong thing. So there are many things in our lives. Even if we think we are righteous and pious, things have come because we are not conscious of it. And we are allowing all these things to come. There are very many wrong things that are coming. And then the jewelry which men also are wearing today. It shows a person is very shallow for a man. Earrings they are wearing, and in the nose they are wearing. The person is very shallow. So there are many, many things. Also our utensils. One time, Maulana As'ad Madani, rahmatullah alayh, he said that we have many people, many of us, we sitting here, our utensils has got that gold covering on the top of the plate, of the cup. The spoons and forks are of gold color. The rim of the plate is gold. So he said, I know it's not gold. And gold is forbidden for us in our utensils. We are not allowed to use it. It's imitation. But your children don't know. And they think that our parents used to use gold. So they also use. One place we went to, one of the houses where Muslims had bought in the white areas. And many of the white people, they have got a bar in the basement. And then like on a Saturday night, and whatever, what they do there. So, and then they've got the bar there also. So these people also kept it up. But they kept juice in the wine bottles, in the beer bottles. And they cork it also how you cork the wine. This is totally, even if it's juice, but it is totally haram. And good people who are five-time namazis, but we're not conscious of this. So no tawbah also. Because we are not conscious of it also. Allah give us tawfiq. And this is much more in detail. Each one of us, let us think about it. There are good kitabs available. And make sure we are reading the right kitabs and understand. And this is such a guna that we are making our namazes, everything also. But on the other side, when we are imitating these non-believers, we are counted amongst them also. We can be happy that I'm a very good musalli, I'm five times namazi, I'm tahajjud guzar also, I'm a maulana also, I'm a qari sahab also, but by Allah, if we are recorded amongst other people, how dangerous, isn't it? There is a guna which we don't think about also, and it's a serious guna also. Tashabbu bil kuffar is a terrible thing. Mawalat, connection and living with them, etc. How, to what extent, when is it permissible? Very important that we know all these details and that we really live a true Islamic life, not what I think is an Islamic way of life. Otherwise, if it comes at the time of maut and it's too late, then we'll make our tawbah and we'll ask for permission to go back and correct ourselves. And if it is told to us, قَالَ اخْصَوْ فِيهَا, that you shut up, just stay here. You don't talk anything now. What we're going to do? And the adab there, then who's going to help us? No brother, sister will come. No mother, father will come. Nobody will come there. So it's very important we become conscious of our deen, which is the most important thing in our life. For us, more important is, for a woman, I'm baking my cake, it must come out right. I'm showing my dress, it must look very smart. That is important. My sports is very important. But my deen, not important at all. No thought about my deen. Whereas for a Muslim, deen is the most important in his life. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.